Sometimes words that are rich with meaning become so overused that they turn into meaningless marketing cliches. Storytelling, for example. Well, what about story doing? Our guest and September 18th speaker, Mandy Stark, will explain what it means to live a story that makes your customers and members sit up and take notice. I'm Roy Harriman, and this is KCIABC Today. Our guest today is Mandy Stark, who leads brand strategy for Shield Casework, and she previously led marketing at Dimensional Innovations, which is a partner company, and both businesses are based in Overland Park. Mandy is also a member of the KCIABC board, and we're excited to have her as the speaker of our Thursday, September 18th lunch at Brio on the Plaza, and she'll be speaking on the topic of digital story doing. Mandy, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Roy. Thanks for getting your tongue around those tongue twisters. I appreciate it.
Sure, you bet. Well, Mandy, let's start out by defining this term digital story doing. Is this something new, or is this a new way of saying something that we should be doing a better job of in our marketing?
Oh, that's a great question. The term story doing, you know, I've seen it pop up a few times, about a year and a half now. And I can't claim any sort of invention of it. It's not original to me or my company by any means. And I don't think that it's necessarily a new idea either. I think you've hit that on the head. What I do think it is it's something that's not necessarily being talked about. So it feels very new because a lot of people are talking about storytelling. And it's a buzzword that's being used a lot, but story doing is something that's a little bit different because it's, I think, a bit more authentic. And so in my mind, story doing has a bit of, I don't know, innovativeness around it that adds a bit of mystery and a little bit of, oh, what is that? As you say it. And again, it feels like a little bit of a tongue twister because you want to say storytelling because that's just what rolls off your tongue naturally. But story doing is a bit more involved, a bit more in depth, and is a term that I think is worthy of exploration, which is why we're having this concept.
Okay, now, do we want to keep it somewhat mysterious, or are able to flesh it out for just a little bit?
Well, I'll go ahead and give you guys a definition. I think we should talk about it. Story doing. It's hard to talk about without a context. So the term storytelling really came to rise with, you know, what we like to think of as the advertising age, right? And, you know, we've all talked fairly to death, I think, about, you know, the rise and fall of the advertising kind of model in the sure. In the terms of, like, talking at people instead of having a conversation. Everybody knows now, and I think most people are doing it really well, that you need to be having a conversation with your customers or your audience or whoever it is that you're trying to talk to. With storytelling, I think there's still this lack of authenticity around your brand with that. People are having a conversation, but I still see a lot of mimicry around storytelling that isn't what you would actually go ahead and call story doing. And so what is story doing? Well, with this new medium, the web, the new model of doing things, these new customers that are more savvy, that with a click, they can get to anything and discover most everything about your business or yourself or your, you know, offering in just a few seconds. Story doing kind of is a little bit, like I said earlier, more authentic, right? Because it's the core of who you are and everything that you do functions around that. So what story doing is it is all of your writing, your marketing, or your culture organized around one thing, which is your purpose or your story. And so if you're a large business, it's all your departments and your functions or activities. And if you're a small business, like I said, it's maybe just, you know, the two people running your startup and everything you're blogging about. But what it is it's the reason you get out of bed every morning and come to work every day to change the world. And it's authentic and it permeates through everything you do. So when you have that sort of transparency in everything that you're doing, it comes across very naturally to your audience as real and, again, as authentic, as passionate. It's your growth strategy. It's your competitive advantage. And it's what makes you incredibly hard to beat as a business, all in one.
What might be a few concrete examples of things that are authentic in story doing that require transparency that many businesses choose not to participate in?
I think anytime you get somebody that does something different, that's true to their culture, that you see a lot of people emulate, you have an example of a company doing story doing. Warby Parker, when they first shared the glasses company, the ones that were kind of revolutionized the way you buy eyeglasses, you know, they said they wanted to democratize the way you bought eyeglasses, right? When they first shared their annual report that was just, you know, a collection of funny internal stats. I think it had, you know, the amount of coffee that they consumed as a team and also the number of eyeglasses sold, you know, and it just was this kind of funny little joke, and they put it out on their blog, and all of a sudden, you know, people, their customers just responded to it overwhelmingly, and people were mimicking it everywhere, and it became this great thing. And now they have this wonderful infographic annual report every year that's gotten bigger and bigger, and you see all these other companies doing it. That's story doing, because they're just out to do things a little bit differently, out to be a little more real, a little more transparent. They are out to change something about their industry, and in doing so, change the way we think about annual reports.
Well, we don't want to steal your thunder, Mandy, but can you share an anecdote or even a truncated version of one of how you have experienced digital story doing, either at Dimensional Innovations where you served previously or at Shield Casework where you are now?
I'll share a couple of examples in the presentation, but I think, you know, the biggest one was Shield Casework is a spin-off company that was started off a couple years ago as a division of Dimensional Innovations, launched as its own company this year. It had an identity crisis. And so when my boss and I came on board in January of this year, we knew we needed to focus and we needed a story. And so every bit of success we've seen this year can absolutely be attributed to the fact that one of the first things we did was we went and talked to our customers, analyzed what they were interested in, analyzed what they cared about, and then tried to figure out what messages we had resonated with that and built our story around it. You know, it wasn't about picking apart our story or making our story false. We just brought to the forefront the things about our story that resonated most with them. And I'll explain that more by saying we were very medically focused and we were very technically focused in our medical messages, and we found out that wasn't resonating at all. And so we're still very healthcare focused. It's a very healthcare focused company, but we've completely gotten away from the technical focus and instead focused on a craftsmanship and innovation message that's totally unlike what was previously being said. And it's absolutely brought back tenfold the results the previous message had been. And I will save those numbers for the presentation, but I can tell you it is dramatically different.
Was the previous way that you were sharing your story, was it not necessarily getting out the idea of the craftsmanship and some of the visionary work that you do? In other words, it was more focused on technical specifications and things like that, as opposed to something that might really capture the spirit of what you do and also resonate more effectively with the customer?
Absolutely. You hit it 100%. So yes, our previous messaging didn't really reflect what we naturally owned, what we naturally do well, and instead was talking to people about things that they were experts in that we weren't. So we were talking to doctors about infections and infection rates and things that they passionately cared about, but they weren't things that we really knew all that much about. And so it came off very stilted. It came off not authentic. Versus when we talk about the things that we really love, which is diving into a problem, being very curious, figuring out the best way to build something, that's where we naturally have the nerd dumb, I guess, as you will,
Sure.
to really own the conversation and show off our passion. I think the interesting thing about the internet today is that everybody gets to kind of show off their own little corner of nerdery, nerddom.
Right.
And you kind of really get to see what people are passionate about. And I think that's where companies really get to shine. Whether you're a small business, a large business, if you can really be passionate and just be unafraid to be passionate about that one thing you care greatly about, or maybe it's three things, whatever it is, go for it. Let it all hang out. And if your pocket protector is shown in the process, nobody cares.
Well, Mandy, one thing I know our KCIABC audience is big on is application. So if they come to a lunch or they come for a breakfast and they pay for it and they take time out, they want to bring something back to the workplace that they can apply. And I understand that you're going to tell us how we can outline a digital story with just a few facts and figures, which would make it seem to me that this whole concept of digital storing doing, that it doesn't have to be rocket science.
That's right. We are in fact going to do a tangible lesson in the end of the presentation where we're all going to work together to craft a story arc for IABC. And so I'll take everybody back to high school English and we'll talk about conflict, we'll talk about setting, we'll talk about characters, and we'll really show you how easy it can be to dissect your own business find the elements of story that you're really passionate about and figure out the ways to bring them to the forefront so that you can connect with your own audience in the same way.
You'll be able to leave with some ideas in your hand.
Absolutely.
On your phone, on your notebook, whatever you use. Okay. Well, I can't wait to hear more. This is going to be a great presentation. You can learn more about digital story doing directly from Mandy on Thursday, September 18th at 11:30 a.m. at Brio on the Plaza. Just go to our show notes today or www.kc.iabc.com to register. And thank you again, Mandy. I cannot wait to hear about digital story doing.
Thank you, Roy. It was great to talk to you today.
Thank you for joining us for KCIABC Today, the podcast of the Kansas City chapter of the International Association of Business Communicators. To get automatic updates to this podcast, you can subscribe on our iTunes or YouTube channel. Learn more about us and contact us at kc.iabc.com. Thanks again.